This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
You know what it is, man. Back with another red hot juicy episode of the Random Order Show, episode 134, man. We locked in like a penguin in a box, man. Real rap. That was off the dome too, man. It's your boy Jay Richards, man, and I'm here for an hour. Amen. Yeah. We got B-Baby Trey in the building.
Come on, man. You know where I'm at. I'm right here in front of your screen. What you do, baby?
Well said, man. We got my man Shelton Sebastian in the building. How we feeling, brother?
Yes, sir. Always feeling good.
Amen, amen, amen. We just wrapped up a very wholesome, information-packed episode. Covered all important things, including cursive writing, cursive talking, sexy AI hotline, unpacking ringworm, my silverfish situations at my house, when a bug see a bug go down, and of course, man, an unauthorized toad experiment gone terribly wrong. YouTubers, drop a thumbs up, drop a subscription. Amen, man, and lock in with us. Enjoy the episode.
Amen, man.
Yeah.
Trust me. Bear ratings.
Bear ratings.
That's me.
Amen. We back in. Yep. Locked in like a 360 deal. Amen.
Yeah. A bad one, man. You can be locked in to a bad spot.
Real. Locked into a 360 contract. Man.
Yeah. A 360 deal is crazy, man. It's actually... Yeah, it won everything you were involved with.
Yeah.
You sell
a
hat to your dad. Them niggas are like, we going to need that $2.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
Real rap.
While we on the start of that, I'm going to pin that right there. I'm going to pin that up.
Mm-hmm.
If someone can make a montage of like every single, like the first, like just cut it after the first letter, I mean the first word said, I'm really curious if you open everything with amen. Just fucking
amen.
It's definitely more recent.
You know what I'm saying? Well,
I used to say amen back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But like, just what's our very first word sentence, you know?
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's never hey, what's up?
Amen, amen. This is Matt.
Amen.
Yes, sir, you are like, yeah, man, this is Random Order Pod.
Now, yeah, I'm going to pin that. No, what are we talking about?
360 deals, man.
Never sign them, man.
Don't do it.
Never sign them, man.
Don't do it.
Man,
we almost got 360.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Oh, shit, for real.
We almost got. Nah, we didn't almost get 360. We saw that shit coming from a mile away.
Right.
We almost, so, but we got an attempted Xbox delivery. That was
You trying to deliver that Xbox, man.
What the hell is this, man?
What? Me, nigga? Yeah. Fuck you up? Everything I. What?
Insulting.
That shit say you start a new business. We got to talk about that.
That's
if I opened a car wash.
Yeah.
That man would have been involved.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then we say, is this 360? Nigga said, no, it's not.
Is that
it's all fucking, it's about fucking 99.
Yeah.
That's like what Britney Spears was on.
Yeah.
Oh, she on that shit. Oh, she got
she's free now. She's free now, I believe.
I'm totally
But like,
out
that's basically like, anything I do to make money, you need some of that? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Like, that just doesn't even sound right.
Own me as a human.
Doesn't make sense.
What?
It doesn't make sense. But this world is scary, man.
Yeah.
So
give me everything you get.
And that's
you want the fame and the money.
Okay. That's that knock, man, you know?
Yeah.
That's that knock for real. The 360 knock different. Mm-hmm. It's like four knuckles at a time.
It sounds like a fucking drum roll.
Man, who is that, man? Oh, that's 360.
Damn.
Yeah, no,
yeah, getting signed could be a good news or bad news, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just got signed, man.
I wonder.
I just got signed.
Are there... I wonder if there's any like successful like 360 deal people, like people that are in 360s that are like still like eating good.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends on how much they're taking.
What you selling, maybe?
Yeah.
What you selling?
Can you be a? Can you put like a motherfucking like Robert Kraft? Can he be in a 360 deal?
Who's that?
He owned the Philadelphia Eagles. I think he owned the Sixers too. Maybe.
What would you sign him as?
What,
a human?
That's what it appears to be to me, right?
Well, he would.
Well, it's like they. Like music, nigga, obviously they're offering their machine, and then on top of that, so their logic is like, we're helping you make more money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, 360, so we're going to take a little something.
So, but you saying even when you sign a 360 as an artist, it's even, like, say you say I sign a 360 as a recording artist, and then I get into real estate.
Uh-huh.
I gotta give him some of the real estate. Yeah,
I would not be surprised with these deals.
That's
man.
Dumb, man.
Anything crazy. Coming, we are what? Your filter to your bank account. Yeah. We go, I'll pay
everything.
You.
Yeah.
God damn.
Your mom Venmo you $30.
Hey,
they shaving that.
It's literally all in the word, man.
Come on.
Something is sewn and give it back.
If they word that bitch, it's, it mm-hmm, is what it is. Mm-hmm, them damn. Niggas will not. You put something on Kijiji, I'm fucking selling my fucking Game Boy Advance.
Better get advance me on that.
Ironically, you selling it for bread and shit.
I'm gonna need five off damn. That, big dog. It's damn, just, yeah, nah, it's be careful and watch what you're reading because a contract, you can really put anything on. It's a piece of paper. And yeah, if you sign, yeah, that's true. The power of the word.
And
man.
They got them words on that shit. Mm.
Does it matter if you sign a contract and you like physically burn it, the contract's done?
You sign that. It's, no. You gotta have that.
It doesn't no. matter.
They're going to scan that shit.
Everything's electronically.
But say they didn't scan it. You just physically burned
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's your word against mine.
And
yeah.
you freed up, right?
A Sony versus a man.
Yeah, you right. better hope you don't have a
so
picture.
So they got that shit again. Yeah. You burnt it. Oh, we got more.
Oh. We got that shit everywhere. Check your email.
Yeah, not it. Not it. Bro, and now they do the digital contracts.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Nah, adopt the signature shit.
Read. Yeah. I love saving contracts. You read them and then you save them. Say, all right, I remember you said that, nigga.
Right. Mm, you know? Right.
That's your protection. You want a contract, but mm-hmm. you want to read it properly.
Yeah, no, for sure.
The contract is something saying, like, every time I say contract, I'm like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. You want to lock in like
yeah,
that?
Does it, yeah. I always, yeah.
Very like, permanent.
I just feel like it's,
Yeah.
Contracts are, you know.
But they don't have to be. They don't have
they
to
shouldn't be.
And I, we and learned that.
I think the right ones, the right contracts, they don't feel like that.
Because you shouldn't mm-hmm. be give and take. It shouldn't be no give take. It should be like, yo, I'm offering you exactly what like you're yeah. giving. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just these are our agreements. These are our working mm-hmm. agreements. These are our terms. So we don't fucking go back on our word or, you know, they start tripping randomly and shit.
Right.
We got the contract. Was your first signature ill?
No,
how
man,
long did it take before your signature mm-hmm. just leveled up?
Dog, I feel like my signature's still not there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I just,
come on, man.
I just defaulted, like, fuck
wait,
it.
Wait, just spell it out?
It's my name, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's
in cursive, just Sheldon Sebastian cursive?
I just write, well.
Or you go Powell.
I never signed Sheldon Sebastian. I just signed Powell. But I just do an S. I ain't gonna tell y'all.
Hey, man.
You chill out with that.
Yeah, no, nah, it doesn't even matter.
I try to forge it up.
But I made my shit when I was like 16, and I was just like, yeah, I guess I'm fucking sticking with this until I have a second one.
I used to think I was so sick. I used to do like a S, and then on the bottom of the S, I used to put a line and put a P. I used to think I was, you see what I'm saying?
Styles P, motherfucker?
Yeah, nah, but like, it's because it's an S and then the P. It's like a logo type shit.
That's hard.
But and it's not hard.
I thought you do the medieval S.
Yeah.
In three.
Oh, no.
Three
text. Yeah, like now.
Spiky S.
God. The old English.
The Sheldon was here.
Shells.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I can work on mine, but I can switch it up. But.
Have y'all like, do you like be in the crib, like working on your signature? I've never done that.
Nah. As a kid and shit.
As a kid?
Yeah, I was like 14, getting a little bank. I think I was like 12. And they're like, you going to sign here? First off, don't make a kid sign anything.
Well, my dad was there.
It's, you know what I mean? It's dark practices, man.
Yeah. It is,
I just
it
sign
is.
My shit in fucking regular printing.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Times New Roman.
I wasn't even holding a pen right. I'm holding fucking like a carrot.
I really asked my dad, like, can I change this in the future?
Like, this thing come out the way. That's what scared me about it, man. They said, oh, this is it. Remember, everyone's putting that pressure on you. Like, oh, have your signature. Keep it. Like, that's it for life. I'm
you
like,
this
full
shit.
Name.
Yeah.
Fucking
you had one chance. Yeah. You got to go back and blow up that bank.
Y'all like y'all writing? Y'all feel like y'all writing like looks good now?
Yo, I'm struggling. I'm struggling. Like I keep doing caps. Like I write just fucking
same.
Caps.
Yeah.
I just write caps.
Same.
Every time I try and revert, I just like I'm fighting
same.
And then boom caps.
Because
you're
writing low and you're writing in caps still. Like it is what it is.
I just do like smaller caps.
Caps.
Lowercase, uppercase.
Yeah.
I think it's cleaner. I can see what I'm saying and just like honestly, I more so did it because I used to go back and read like old notes of what I was writing and I'm writing so small, but like I don't know why, but I feel like I'm forced to write small. Like, I go from, like, the capital letters be big and then everything else is a little small, so it's harder to read. So I'm like, okay, going forward, I'm just, everything in caps, clear spacing. So, like, when I want to go back and read some shit, because imagine, like, 40 years from now reading your old notes from when you're 20. Mm. Like, it's going to be like, oh, what the fuck am I saying? Yeah, and I've been keeping my shit from now being more conscious. So that's kind of why I do it, just so it's clear. I can see it. Stop writing like marker and shit. And just stick to like one type of pencil or pen in my books. Yeah.
Bro, I literally go fucking baby mode when I go like lowercase. Like, I forgot. Yeah, damn.
God. That's crazy. Can you do cursive?
No. No, I always struggle with that. Really? My shit was just fat.
Yeah.
Oh, my cursive just slap. I forgot all the letters now.
I like cursive, but I don't like certain letters in cursive.
Well, Z is weird.
Z is stupid.
S is sick.
S is stupid.
S is like a boat.
But the
the small S you talking about? Nah, I hate that. It just looks weird.
It's like a little shoe,
like a Dorito.
I like the big S. The big S is hard.
That's ill.
Yeah, I like doing that one. That's a really good letter. But yeah, like was it Z is just so weird to me. What is that? Like,
I'm like, is that a Y?
It looks like a Y, and then I'm not with it, bro. I'm not with it.
Julian got that cursive shit on a lot. That nigga
Julian got that cursive on
writing like Leonardo da Vinci. Nice. That nigga's just beautiful cursive, Jamaican cursive.
Yo, and then that's the thing. Like, I was learning cursive before I like was learning in school. My dad was teaching me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a Jamaican thing, I guess.
Yeah, what is this old ass fucking thing? Skill they're trying to? They try to teach us that like in grade four. I'm like, hey man, I'm long gone, nigga. You know what you're getting out of me,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah.
Wasting my time, nigga.
I killed that shit because by the time I hit that, I already was in it.
Damn, that's what's up.
Yeah, so I killed that little thing.
I love those.
I feel like, just to go back to your point of like writing all caps lock, I feel like it's because like once I turn like 17, 18 and you just start filling out applications and shit, that's what changed me, bro.
Caps, the lowercase deceives you, man. Yeah. You just be writing Jermaine's all caps. You be on the plane, nigga. So now for sure, you write all caps. Tell me nothing about what I wrote, man.
Scream at me, man. Let me know we got you on writing. You know what I'm saying? On the topic of being a kid and going... being forced to sign some shit.
Okay.
I feel like I was signed up in life to swear.
Okay.
Oh, all day, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah.
You know, over here on Random Water, we mindful of our language. We mindful of the tongue because we know the kids watching, man. Everything for the kids, man. Yeah. But, you know.
Not everything.
Not everything.
You gotta wait, man.
Yeah. You know, so it's like, I drop unnecessary F-bombs, but, you know, they're not aggressive F-bombs. They're just, they're just like in my sentence. You know what I'm saying?
Lighthearted. I'll cut out when my F-bomb's too hard. That sounds too aggressive for no reason.
Yeah.
Cut that shit out.
But I can't cut it out if it's live and direct. Like, sometimes when I'll be talking, when you really make me start noticing it, because I'll be like, Jordan, pass me my fucking spoon. You're like, your spoon or your fucking spoon? You're right. I mean, I have to go get my fucking laptop. Your laptop or your fucking laptop? Every time it was like, all right, yeah, you're right.
So, really?
And I'd be so sad. I'm like, damn, I gotta get my fucking laptop. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why would I say it like that? Yeah. You know, because you're saying, I gotta get my computer upstairs. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Man, you know.
Man,
he was writing cursive. Your dad was writing cursive. My dad spoke cursive. that man was swearing it up in that household.
Really?
Yeah, my mom too. Oh God!
Oh my God!
Really?
It was just a war zone of swear words. Mm. What we knew is it wasn't for us.
Yeah,
like, we hear it. I'm like, oh, that's not for me.
Yeah. Would he say that, or you just picked it up naturally?
Oh, like we knew about that shit. We knew not to say that.
Yeah.
So he would tell you not to swear.
Yeah, absolutely do not.
Okay.
And it was like, not like.
Yeah.
I never had to like fight it. It was just
Don't
you ever say that again. Like, oh, I understand you.
Yeah, he did it respectfully, too, because it was like, he taught me in a way where it's just like, you know we're learning. Like, I remember we'd watch movies with him, but he wants to do shit with us. Well, obviously, we're watching movies with swearing, and I don't know what words are what words. Right. I remember one time we were watching Godfather.
Nice.
It was an Italian mob movie. I think it was Godfather's classic.
Yeah, Godfather, yeah.
Someone dropped off, or something happened, and he said, oh, damn bastard. So now we're fishing, and I'm fucking my fish. I get my fish in the boat, clip them up, right? That's a real story. We all boys on the boat. My fish is loose on the boat, fucking flapping around, jumps back into the water. I said, bastard. He said, hey, that's a swear word. I said, bet.
All right, camera. Save it.
Done.
No more.
But he saw how he used it. He said,
And he knew. Yeah. He knew where you got it from. He knew. All right, cool. That's the risk that come with that.
Yeah. I never heard bastard before until that movie. Yeah. I think it was Scarface or Godfather, but he said fucking bastard.
I'm sure both those movies
probably had both of them.
Many more words.
Mm. Italians, they like that word, man. Bastard.
Is it a bad word? Is it?
I think it's a, I don't know if it's a bad word, but it's definitely like a derogatory word. Mm. I don't know if it's necessarily like a curse word, but what it describes is not a pleasant.
Yeah. When
people Boston. Say, say it's not good to be a whatever.
That's a dictionary says casual. Was it casual? Not casual. Informal. You wouldn't use this in a business setting.
Listen, you're going to pay me what I want, you bastard. You know what Urban Dictionary needs to do, man? They need to up the game, man. Switch it up. Give me voice notes now, man.
Oh,
use this sentence and let me hear it.
They probably on the internet they got that.
Dictionary.ca.
On the website they got
dictionary.com.
that.
Dictionary.com.
On Urban Dictionary.
Dictionary's gonna use bastard in a sentence. Well, like, you know?
Yeah, they do it. They have great example sentences.
Really?
But yeah, they need the voice.
The dictionary.
Give me the tone and the character.
Oh, they have great example sentences. Yeah, facts.
You ever
yeah.
see that shit?
Yeah. You talking about Urban or the Dictionary?
Urban Dictionary.
For sure.
Oh my god. They'll show you 10 ways how to use it.
Yeah. Too much. You check only gotta out. Read the first three. You're like, I'm good.
Giving
got
neck.
Damn, Shawty giving that neck.
Just speaking of words, I heard the word contrition today.
Where?
Contrition.
Contrition.
You gonna start using that?
I think I might.
What does it mean?
It just means like to apologize. They're talking about John Morant. He's showing contrition, but we gotta see more. And I'm like, I ain't never heard contrition before. That's I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. So I'm like, there's other words.
There are. Like, I'm like, why are they going there?
No, they're going actually. Being
they, like, yo, it was like four of them. And I think Stephen A. Smith said it, and then another guy said it. And I'm like, damn, like they used it like four or five times in the segment. I'm like, did the NBA say that? Then Adam Silver used it in the fucking statement. So I'm like, yo. Are they like supposed to use this word or something? Because I've never heard it till now, and now I'm hearing it like six times in 10 minutes. Like,
why? Never in my life.
I'm saying, like, I didn't even know that was a word. I'm like, what the fuck?
Contrition. You showing much contrition?
I mean, you know, you learn to get run with it for a little bit.
Much. Yeah, sometimes you could simplify. It's all good to simplify, man. I saw a tweet.
He's sorry.
Did I talk about this before? Yeah, he's all right. He said, my bad.
Yeah,
I saw a tweet just saying everyone just talks like a creative director now. I'm like, I feel that all these big fucking words, man.
Yeah.
It literally brought me EC in that tweet. I'm okay, this is not just me, nigga. Niggas are talking very smart. And I'm like, I don't think it was always like this.
That's a fact.
No.
Simple language. I mean, we go there, sprinkle a little, you know what I mean? A little seasoning on the sentence sometimes, but like everyday shit, I could get to the point. What are you talking about?
Even like emails, like why do I have to, why is there like a certain verbiage and that has to be in emails? Like if I'm not being rude, I'm not cursing you out, and I'm just using simplified words. Like, what's wrong with that? Why can't that be an email, you know?
Yeah.
Let me think about this.
Peace? Why I gotta say kind regards?
Like, kindest regards.
Like, hey, hit me back.
Okay, so if you're talking to, if you're talking to an accountant, you're checking around, maybe you're my accountant. I want you to be my accountant.
Mm-hmm. He's hitting you up. Yeah, shit, I'll get that shit straight. No problem.
I'll be, if you're getting it straight.
Yeah.
If it's straight.
Thing is, I just like, I like a straightforward. I think it's just a tone because it's like email. You want to be as clear as day, guys. that's grown right there. Right there. Nice. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. Breaking generational curses.
Nice.
You want it to be very straightforward. See, when you're looking back, it's like, oh, this is what it is. Because I do agree. Like, I remember when we first started writing our own emails, and like before we had like, you know, any representation, like it was just very it was a struggle for me because I'm like, all right, man, like I don't know how to beat this, man, because I can just say, I call me on the phone, I say, oh yeah, we'll get it done.
yeah
for sure. Oh, we gonna get, okay, bet. Boom, you know what I mean?
Or like 90% of email writing is translating. Damn. What you actually have to say.
Yo, now they got like AI and shit. What is it?
Oh,
Grammarly, is it?
Chat GPT and shit. Oh, Grammarly does
it? Yeah, like there's a thing that like it'll literally like change your verbiage to like, all right,
I love that.
And you write your thing and then it scans it. It's like, okay, you could use this word instead of this word, this word. And,
let me put it in the. They need, now Apple needs to take that, use a voice note, and just change my sentence, man. But you know my drip.
They
tell Jay I'm sliding over by five. Maybe sit, make a start in McDonald's.
Trayvon is coming in 5 minutes. He said to make it work.
Yeah. Changes your voice?
Yeah.
Change your voice to Aaron?
Right now.
Jermaine.
I am on my way. I'll be there shortly.
The tone's a little off.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My boy was like posting stories about using ChatGPT. So he's like testing like certain things, right? And he was like, quick, he wrote into, I can't remember verbatim, but it was like, quick, make up an excuse for to tell my wife I'm here because I'm doing this so she doesn't think I'm cheating. And then the thing was like, oh, no, no, we can't do that. Really? I don't condone that unethical behavior.
Damn, that's what's up. Wow.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Yep. Respectful robot.
Nah, facts.
It does a lot of, I can't do this, but here you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So I thought you were going to say it, but, and then give mm-hmm. give him
no, I never used it personally myself.
Yeah, man. I tested that shit out.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can legit get good ideas from it. It says a lot of obvious shit.
Yeah.
Maybe it just depends on the questions you're asking.
What were some things you were trying to do?
I was just asking about the business and shit. I'm like, oh, what do you think about this idea? Like, how would I make this efficient? Or how do I da da da? I was like, give me like good idea. Really? If I really didn't know shit and I was asking it this question, these questions, it would like, yeah, put me on the right path. And they got, it was like a right code for you and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we have a temporary website and I just needed to like switch some shit. I'm like, how do you add some sauce? And I'm like, make a flashing fucking text with da 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 and then under it says this.
Really?
I was like, sure. So this is the code and then like this is, it explains the code and shit.
I saw today, actually, I think it was today or yesterday, it was a Twitter thread of a guy that used the GPT thing to make a video game.
That's a flasher code right there?
That's a flasher, ChatGPT. This is AI, man. Yeah. This is the future of technology, man.
This is what we do with AI.
We use ChatGPT. How do we integrate ChatGPT into our business? So we have flashing text
nice.
Top of our website.
Nice.
As you can see, we've come a long way.
Nice.
I was just, I'm like, man, what do we do with this shit? I don't know.
The voice shit scares me.
Yeah, that's...
The AI voice shit.
Yeah.
Bro, I heard... Let me see if I can find it real quick, because I think this will blow y'all mind. I heard Kanye West... AI voice change.
What's up, Shields?
Into a Drake song.
What's up, Sheldon?
Yeah. What?
Bro,
it's just his voice.
It was crazy. Like, it sounded like literally like Drake song.
I don't know who'd get flagged for that.
Maybe I'm not gonna play all of it.
Oh, for sure.
I'm making a change today. The liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away.
Yeah,
bro, I'm like, nah.
You can just make music.
That's not okay.
Like, that's when you can really take. Yeah. Right, let me get those songs I used to get suggested on LimeWire back in the day. And they got Iverson featuring Shaq. Cannabis.
You ever watch some niggas that used to do like they used to put like different characters fighting against each other on YouTube? So they'll put like Goku versus like Mewtwo.
Animation?
Yeah, they like animated.
Okay.
And they use, that's kind of like AI before AI, I guess. It's a nigga doing it, but like it's like just a possibility of like you seeing two things that are like not ever gonna actually happen together, and it was like, yo, crazy. So now you can see how would Kanye sound doing this Drake song.
Yeah. Man,
that's crazy, bro.
And you could just make, can't you like just make, like, you could do anything.
You could say, hey man, Kanye sent me this voice home for my beat that turn up.
Oh. Yeah, what happens to what was it? The UNET, what was the shit? The service? People pay $5?
Cameo, yeah.
Bro,
what if niggas start making like new Tupac, new Biggie music and the estate drop it and they like, yep, this is what he had in the vault and they just start making more money and shit off that? Nah.
Can you copyright a voice? Can you own a voice?
You can't yet. Guru, Jay-Z's engineer, made a post about it because he just recently heard like the AI voice changer shit and he was just making a post about like just how he doesn't like it. He doesn't like where it's going and what could happen. And he was like, you can't copyright a voice yet. You could copyright a song, but you can't copyright a voice.
You can copyright lyrics and shit.
But you drop a new Jay-Z. It's just his voice. And it just, yo, if, you know, it's not Jay-Z, but yo, this is hard. This
is hard.
Yeah.
Like if Tupac did say this shit.
And they could probably put it up on Spotify. Well, maybe you could do like maybe likeness and shit. Maybe the name and shit.
You but might, you just like change it to like a name, fucking Tupac. Yes. You know who it is, nigga.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
It's Tupac remix.
Two pieces of peace sign PAC.
Because, yo, there are people out there.
Peace Pac. So he's not Tupac. He's Peace Pac. Legally, I'm fine.
You know, bro, shit's lying.
Hey, what am I doing, man?
There are people out there that like they write great songs, but they don't got the voice.
Mm-hmm.
They could cut the middleman out right now.
Yeah. They could just record their voice, replace it with
a next voice. Maybe it doesn't even have to be a famous voice.
And the middleman is 21 Savage.
Bro, there's gonna be AI rappers.
Yeah, this is crazy. Well, there are. Isn't there already one?
I thought there was.
Was it an AI? Was it VR?
The girl, right?
VR rapper?
I think it was a VR. A VR rapper.
But VR gotta be AI.
But what they did.
It's all about these two
so many letters. Man.
Yeah, I'm confused now, bro. They got man, it's crazy, bro. But I mean, that's just it is what it is, man. We can't stop it. No, I'm not gonna stop it.
They keep just fucking with AI. Like, what? I wonder if we could. Yeah, we can. We'll get there. So don't stop trying shit.
Yeah.
It's like AI is dangerous. I'm just like still building it.
Yeah. Don't want to rock with this. Meanwhile, I mean, I'll use it for the simple things in life, man.
Hey, yeah, like that's...
AI, order me a pizza, man. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck
it. And if you start fussing, man, hang up on that nigga, man.
Who is this? Who am I talking to? Where's the world is just coming to a place where it's like humans and AI just not getting along. So Domino's is getting a call from me, but it's always my AI. Now put Trey on the phone, man. I need to talk to him.
It's Trey, man. What are you talking about?
Here, you loading, man.
As many toppings as possible.
Honestly, I would love that because at the end of the day, like, we got to call sometimes. We got to speak to fucking voice automated messages.
Yo, that's real. My AI just talked to your AI.
So why my AI can't talk to your AI? Or why you can't talk to my AI for a change? Because I'm not real a business. Right. I'm not a corporation. I don't want to talk to
I think
to
Google
AI.
Had that shit. Something integrated with their phones where you can say, yo, book me a thing. And then, yeah, they did. And
oh, they did.
They had a presentation and they showed an example of like, hey, Google, book me a thing for whatever at this restaurant, this many seats, this many humans, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then
he'll call.
So they played the voice note of a real phone call.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hello, I would like to book. Da, 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 da. And she's like, all right, well, how many people?
Two.
Mm-hmm. Just, it booked them.
I thought it would be like a voice message thing. It's just like you just call when they pick up. This is a voice recording. Da, 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 da. And it just says everything. It just kind of like blurts it all out. And then But I was just thinking, like, what if you call for a time that's booked?
They'll call you back with another message.
All right, I'll call you back.
Well, I guess I'll speak to you.
Kind regards.
See what he says.
But I think in a way, I'll start getting caught. Because you know when you answer your phone and it's obviously like, this is a message, you hang that shit up right away. Like, you know, you're lucky if you say three words.
Bro, if I hear like, Chinese automation, that's click. I'm sorry. Oh, man.
Not this time.
But now, it's in the future, and AI is like a smooth computer. It's like,
hey, what's up?
Yo, what to do?
Hey, what's up, pop?
You know what I'm saying? What is this, man? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Got your ass, nigga. Scotiabank. Hold on.
What you do?
You answer phone, hey, daddy. It's like, damn. Well, hello.
Gotcha.
Hey, daddy, why you no pay your bills? All it's right, like, damn, Scotia.
You're thinking of God,
thinking about the money you owe us. Damn. Hey, I getting good.
Yeah,
I feel violated. You just have a good phone call. I was like, all right, baby, how you doing? Oh, you from Wisconsin? You solving your problems over the phone and shit.
Mm-hmm. How many kids you got, baby? All three. All my boys, man. My love and pride and joy is what I do it for.
Oh, well, listen, baby, thank you for helping me out, man. Honestly, you helped me with everything I needed and more. So have a lovely day.
This has been an AI call.
What happened to the kids? I just feel like, damn, nigga, I just got fucked with.
Virtually rizzed.
Technologically rizzed.
But hey, that's like, I was talking about in the other episode with the shorty that is having a relationship with the AI, man. They could just get rid of the call centers, you know, like the fucking late night commercials. Call in. Just be talking to an AI woman.
AI businesses, man.
Man, it's coming.
I should set that up.
And they could probably set it up. You could probably, like, maybe they can make it voice activated where like your responses trigger a certain response.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like even with, you know, tap a button and they just have certain responses for whatever button you press, that'll get some niggas off.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Because you can have a conversation, man.
I bet a lot of the voices that they get calling in are like whispers and shit.
Low key.
Yeah, I mean,
get that service.
Sorry, what?
Hey, I want you, whatever you say, you got that thing going on, I see what y'all doing. Can I get that?
Sorry, not getting what you're saying.
Because I saw the commercial go, just, come on. We only got power, fight. Where that girl at with the shirt on the damn.
I would even want to be on the other side of that, man. Because fucking, what if it's, you just fucking hate your job there, man. Just fucking always doing. Hello, what
kind of shirt you got on? She got the script and shit. Small one.
Small, very small.
Spaghetti straps.
Like what really happens when you call them, man? Like, you know,
they're trying to milk you for your time. Yeah. Every minute goes by is $10.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, all right, I appreciate everything you did for me. Wait, are you sure you're satisfied? They try to keep you on the line and shit type shit.
What do you mean, bye? Where you going? Where do you live?
Come on, daddy.
Y'all ever called like as a joke thing?
I don't know. We called Mari.
Yeah. I used to call one on the payphone. I think it was 1-800 free sex.
Damn, you damn dirtbag. you gonna add the memory's vague and shit. I think something like that.
Maybe this.
Get that
like
meat it down.
Like, I was like 10 or 9 or some shit like that. I was very young. I used to go to fucking Meadowville Town Center and they had a payphone in there. I used to do that. You just hang up because they ask you for a credit card at some point.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you just but it answers. It's like, oh, yeah, thanks for calling us.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you just call to hear that and then you hang up.
Oh, it works.
Oh, yeah. Good to know.
Yeah. All those thoughts start running through your mind when you get a credit card as an 18-year-old and shit.
When I first got a credit card, I literally put that shit in the bottom of my drawer and closed my drawer. I was so afraid of that shit.
Yeah, them credit tails. Yeah, man.
I didn't want to. My family was so credit scared, like that was how they raised you. Don't get no phone mash up your credit. Mm-mm, like mm-mm. Car mash up your credit. That's how. So when I got my credit card, mm-mm. I didn't even want to get it. I think I was getting OSAP to go to college. And then you sign up for the bank, and then they pitch you the credit card when you signing up.
Yeah, I was like, all right, man, enough of this debit shit.
Yeah, you know, you buy your coffee and shit with it. You know, build your credit up a little bit. My aunt's like, yeah, just get it. It's a good idea. I'd never used that shit for like 3 years, bro.
Damn.
Nah, I use it every fucking day. I'm a credit fucking champion, nigga.
Did tell you build it. And credit in the States is different than credit in Canada.
Right, yeah.
Totally different, which is a learning curve, too, because it's like, America's just like, listen, you ain't got that credit, you better bring that bag. Mm-hmm. Straight cash.
Real rough.
God damn.
Dollar signs that then. Right. But at least you have that option. I feel like in Canada, sometimes that's not even an option, bro. Like if you don't have credit and you want to like just show like cash, like even when I was trying to rent my first place, like I knew like I didn't, you know, whatever, I didn't make a lot of money income wise, but that's why I save. That's why I spent time to save. So it's like, you know, I have the money in the tub. You should be good. But it didn't matter to some people, bro.
Matter, yeah.
They wanted a certain amount of income, monthly income. It's like, why? I have it. It's here. Bro. Like,
I'll give it to you.
You know what I mean? I'll give it to you.
Bro. Even if I make it, I could not give it to you. So like, that doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah, same shit.
I could change my mind.
Yeah, it's who I am as a person type shit. But yeah, I like credit now, man. When you find a good balance on how to use it, it's nice to be able to pay something now and like you can handle it later. I like that shit.
I love paying it back, man. You're you move
not letting it go.
Zero interest.
Yeah. Thumbprint.
Yeah. You ever like buy something on a credit card and like literally in that same second pay the money back? You ever do that?
When that shit is about max.
Yeah.
Need to buy a sandwich, nigga. Yeah. Here's six.
Here's six off.
Bro. Give me some space.
Maybe like when I first got it, because I was like paranoid, but you still let it stack up and then clear it. Yeah. That's how you build the credit.
That's how you do it. Yeah, and I used to be like, one, it was take like it. One funnel, nigga.
Yeah.
Like,
it was shake it, just pay. I said,
yeah. Right. Everybody squared.
Yeah. We good? Yeah.
We all good. I got my sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm out here.
Yeah.
Man, I'm having these insect problems, man.
Where?
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Really?
Y'all know anything about silverfish?
Oh, I know how to kill them.
You do?
When nigga with the boot.
Nigga pointed to the virtual boot, nigga. The boot right there. Yeah, you right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
oh, bro. They just made me shake,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I hate that. Yo, that's one bug.
And for what? For what? What is this bug for?
Where?
What's this
where
bug they? For, bro? Yeah. It's in my house.
Where?
It's in my house.
See ya.
Like one?
I've had many encounters, yeah.
How big?
About pill size. A little Tic Tac and shit.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But that's, come on, man. And they be fucking with books and clothing and shit.
Really?
Yeah, they be eating, yeah.
Oh, really?
It's a situation.
They eat your books?
Paper and shit, food and sugar and stuff. So they be in the It'd be in the, it'd be all over the place. The kitchen, bathroom.
Damn.
Silverfish, man. Serving no purpose.
Man, that's one thing I gotta say about Orlando, man. It's just in summertime, I just have so many new encounters.
Right. New bugs.
Dog, if there's a GoPro on the camera, I mean there's a GoPro on the bug. I think every shot would be, what is that?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's why I wish I had a Pokedex, nigga. Just what is that?
Silverfish.
Nice. Oh, serves no purpose.
Nice.
Just fucking with you.
Get in the boot.
Bro, they just walk on your wall and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, hey, man, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
What are you there for? I can't stand it, man. Yeah, you got to figure out how to sort that, man. Yeah. And I never want to put on some clothes and like everything I put on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm doing the shakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm doing the shake.
You know what I love? I love a poison. You know?
A poison?
A poison for, for an insect or something. Something that they take back and they break bread with
hands. I'll bring this to your
Yeah, bring this to your crow.
People,
and then they, you just, I love that.
I just found some food still. Break bread. They're good. No, man. Enough of it still.
You know what I'm saying? Our mans are yakking their brains out.
There's always going to be one silverfish first move. Why
are you walking that way? Upside down and shit.
Y'all feeling good? Yeah, honestly, man.
But damn, when did you notice the first one? Like, what was that like?
Where
was,
oh, man. I was, where was it? In the, my closet, man.
Damn.
That's how personal it is. You're in my gear.
Yeah.
You're in my gear.
Not in the gear.
Yeah, you're in my pockets and shit.
Oh, my
God.
Just, I'm raid first, man. I'm not even doing the squishing.
Yeah.
Just straight poison, man.
Yeah.
Just straight to it. Like, just get to the point, nigga.
For some reason, the boot is always closer than the poison.
Yeah, you're right. I got mad boots in there.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah.
But just run to the kitchen every time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And then just fall somewhere, nigga. Just,
yeah.
At this point.
But that's the thing. I'm real deep about mine, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to send a message and pose a war. I just want to secretly wipe out the colony, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm trying to pose a war. I like spray into the vent and shit. Like, I hope y'all motherfuckers smell this, man. Y'all don't want none of these problems.
Bro. I'm all about emotional release, you feel me? So that's what that boot do.
Yeah.
It's emotional release. Like, I gotta let you feel me. And hopefully your partners feel me too.
You right. Sometimes the boot got the grip though, and then they
suck in the grip.
Yeah.
I feel like it sends a wrong message.
But if I send you back to your nigga with some feet missing,
hey, that's on serious, man.
Hey, we might want to get up out of here.
Yeah,
you know. So
yeah, no, I'm just, I want to go straight to the raid and just say, look, listen,
yeah,
I'm coming back here.
Real rap. You ever see a bug? Check on a bug.
Oof.
It's kind of tough, so I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
you just get this man. What's this? And then that bug just flat, another nigga just come up. Just like confused. Never seen him like this.
He's never moved that way before.
His wing is fucking up here.
Yeah.
Never seen him in two dimension.
God damn.
Yeah, no, I definitely seen a couple partners check on his partner.
Yeah, yeah, man.
It makes me feel bad. And so that's what I'm saying.
Bro, I don't want to do it that way, man.
I don't want to do it that way.
Y'all have you have sympathy for bugs?
Yeah. Bro, I don't kill bugs outside for no reason and shit.
Nah.
Right. Demon?
Yeah, nah. For me, like, once you're in the crib, it's different.
But you in my shit.
You in my shit.
I go to a beehive. I'm getting lit up. Stinging wise,
yeah.
Ooh, come on now. Man. You in my hive? You gonna stung, nigga? That poison sting, motherfucker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I never just. I remember one time, man. I shouldn't even tell this story, but my neighbor, for whatever reason, I was a kid. For Christ's sakes, I shouldn't see this dog. Yeah. Our neighbor just whatever. Just nothing to do on this block.
Mm.
Go to his house in the summertime, and he's just like, "Yo, man, you know toads? They have no reaction to height."
Never believe science from a child.
I said, what? He said, yeah, man, a toad can fall from wherever. It'll be good. I said, really? He said, yeah, they absorb it. So I said, oh, really? Word? That's crazy. While looking at a toad, because the hell of toads live by a pond.
Yeah.
So it was a toad there.
Yeah.
It was on his driveway. We're just chilling on his driveway.
Was it a rainy day?
I was just
normal.
These toads were just out there in Bradshaw.
Okay. You see a toad from the rain.
Mm-hmm. I swerved a couple of toads riding on the bike path. They were scary because you always going to want to move, but sometimes they get glit. They get glit, man.
Yeah, I didn't definitely glip some
just
of them.
It is what it is.
You never want to pop a frog.
I done popped them.
Picks up the toad, he fucking throws it up in the air and it slaps on the ground. He says, see? fucking ops way. I'm like, wow, crazy. I'm ready to go. I feel uncomfortable.
But we didn't ask for the demonstration. We didn't ask for the information, the demonstration.
Cuz look for an excuse to throw a toad right there.
Honestly, a part of him was like, I was kind of scared to say anything to this kid. He's an older kid too, like just living on the block. Like he's our friend, we still have brothers, friends, and he just you do some weird shit sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm feeling kind of crazy right
I've
there.
I've seen murder documentaries, and he always starts off with a squirrel or a fucking little chipmunk. Small animals, man. So I see this guy launching this fucking frog in the sky like eight times in a row.
No, he honestly, from the first toss, he threw it up again because he's like, all right, watch this.
Second time, blood's coming out of his nose and shit. I'm like, I don't think it's surviving.
I wanted to duck to check if that's a true fact or not.
No.
Yeah, it's not.
We ended up getting there quicker, and I didn't want to get there, but he picked up again, slapped it. He said, see? Then he threw it higher than his house. And I said, I mean, that's what
we you ever seen that in your head? Yeah, no, it was like each time. Bro, he was launched. He put it in a cup and just fucking launched it.
And the thing is, I'm believing it. But the last time it hit the ground, like, obviously it's fucking splattered. Point where me and him just started backing up because, like, all right, this is gonna, from this ratio, I'm finna get hit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like a fucking Scooby Doo fucking TV show.
Yeah, literally backing up.
I don't even remember how it wrapped up.
I think we just walked away.
Ain't nothing to do after that.
Yeah, to get rid of the body, just leave it on your ground.
Pull my backpack and shit. I'm like, okay. So we out of here then.
All right, tomorrow. Thing is, man, I was always afraid to pick up toads because I never wanted warts, man.
Like, is that an urban myth?
I thought toads give you warts.
Real talk?
I thought it was just strictly toads.
Man, we got
to check I think it might be a certain type of toad during a certain...
Like a wart toad?
You know how, like, they had, like, mad cow disease and, like... Or, like, what is it? When mosquitoes had West Nile, I think it was, like, for a certain amount of time.
They had, like, a virus.
Yeah, I think. I could be wrong.
So we got warts, toads? Toad warts are natural bumps on the toad's back. Toads have larger lumps behind their eyes. The bumps and lumps are glands. The glands produce a whitish goo. It's foul tasting and smelly. I never want to do anything with a toad.
Toads give you warts?
This guy's
so how they do that? How they design Mario like the name Mario like that?
What do you mean?
He don't look like a toad at all.
Who's Toad?
Toad and Mario?
Oh, Toad the fucking turtle?
He's not a turtle.
Wait, who's Toad, man?
Toad is a little white kid.
He's a mushroom guy.
He's a mushroom. So why is his name Toad?
That's just his name. I never thought about that.
Warts? Toad?
Warts give toads? I mean,
perfect.
Warts on humans occur when a human virus comes in contact with skin and causes an infection. Warts are not caused by touching toads.
Oh.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I still won't.
So, that's why I thought it was like some type of virus. Link, because I know people can catch warts.
Damn, I thought warts was a result of a virus. I didn't know warts was the virus.
Warts is the virus.
No, he got
y'all
the
ever
warts.
Had ringworm?
Yeah, it's like a nice thing.
Yeah.
Either niggas are very secretive about fucking catching ringworm or that shit extinct.
Right? But no one ever really told you they had a ringworm. Unless you like caught it. You laugh and rip your shirt off. Hey, man.
I got that R-dub ringworm.
I told you got me, man.
Fighting, man. You got that ointment and shit.
Yeah.
You just slap your partner back. Yeah. Why you wet, man? Eat, man. What the fuck is this?
Yeah. RW on my fucking tips, man. I think RW come from stepping in puddles, right?
I thought it was from dirty water.
I thought I was sleeping on floors.
Just be.
We all got misinformation as kids. My mom told me don't sleep on the floor. You get ringworm.
Yeah, like just dirty surfaces where bacteria can exist. But I know it comes from water as well, still.
What the fuck?
That was ringworm discovered.
Ringworm how?
Ringworm is a contagious fungal infection caused by common mold-like parasites that live on cells in the outer layer of your skin. It can be spread in the following ways. Human to human. What the fuck? It can be spread in the following ways. Human to human. Ringworm often spreads by direct skin-to-skin contact with an infected person.
Yeah, man. And that's how a virus really spreads, man. That's crazy. That's why zombie movies are so realistic.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I think that could happen.
100%.
Whether it drops on its own or they drop that shit, nigga, there's going to be a disease that'll make niggas act funny and eat.
To be honest, we as people in the society, we make too many films and books about it. It's a law of attraction. We speaking that it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going.
I manifested it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Exactly.
Y'all want to eat off these zombie movies?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Last taking a bite back.
Dead. Yeah.
Real talk, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. man. It is what it is, yeah. man. Just don't get bit.
Facts.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But shout out to season one of The Last of Us. Amazing. Just want to say that.
You finished? Is that done?
It's done.
The season?
Yeah. Yep. Season finale.
Yeah, man.
Great. Great.
Yeah, it was a good little actor, that little girl.
Yeah. Man.
Shit. Finish.
Yeah, still don't agree with the casting of Ellie, but like,
you don't, you're digging that shit.
I think it could have been somebody else. Somebody,
you're not feeling why?
I just don't feel like she looks like the character of Ellie.
Oh, from the game.
From the game, and I'm just a big fan of the game, so I just feel like, yeah, it's not.
I feel that.
Like casting from a look perspective, like in terms of like her acting ability, she did a great job. Like I don't have no qualms with that. I think that's why I'm able to watch it because she does deliver that
sure.
the lines well, but. Just physically, which is, you know, no fault of hers.
Yeah.
It just doesn't match up to the video game.
Yeah, she's holding it down. I'm even checking this shit. Symphony's mostly watching it, but I've been doing this for a long time and shit. So I know that I know the gist. She knows that. She's definitely holding it down.
And you said you tried to watch Snowfall.
Oh, I was like hovering over it. She's like, oh, and I watched it, I don't like it.
Don't let it spoil you, bro.
Yeah, it just caught me off guard. So I'm like, all right, I'll just hover over.
Yeah, was y'all like watching shit together?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. Because I've been in that. I put on BMF, my girl come. I don't want to watch. All right, we're changing it. I'm not going to make you sit down and watch something you're not into. I'll just do it at another time.
Yeah. I'll watch what I'm not into.
Yeah, yeah.
For you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Circle and shit.
I'll do that. Fuck, man. You so right about that.
Yeah.
You so right about
that. Always watching your shit, man.
Yeah, we always like, come on, fuck with me for once.
Man, check out this documentary. I love when I find a good documentary she likes.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
All right, now you do, man.
Hell yeah. I will say, though. I thought she didn't like, well, I don't know if she likes BMF, but a couple times she watched it with me and she was complaining and shit.
Mm.
But at one time, you know, I put it on and she was like asking me like shit about it. Oh, but aren't they doing this? But didn't they do that? So I'm like, oh,
gotcha.
Gotcha. You starting to like this motherfucker, huh?
Gotcha.
Don't do that to them, though. You know what I mean? Like, you could be, I don't like it. I'm wrong and strong, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, I come around. I don't want no, hey, you liking this shit?
I never.
On the night. I literally won't watch it no more.
That's not even that good. Yeah. Because
at the end of the day, I'd rather you sit here and watch it with me than, like, get shamed out of not watching
it. Yeah, for real.
Now you, like, feel like you can't watch it because I called you out.
I don't want to like it too much and shit.
Yeah, no, you should. I want you to like it.
That's cool.
Make sure good song and shit.
Yeah. Hey man, are you bumping that?
We bumping that.
I see you moving your head and shit. Yeah.
All right, man, come on. Takes it out of it. You don't want to do anymore.
Yeah, man.
Do you feel like a nigga loses a certain type of legitimacy watching him report from like his living room and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he just in a suit telling you about the war in Iraq and nigga just chilling at home and shit.
Yeah.
A bunch of normal shit, toys in the background.
Only for one reason.
Lying, man. Yeah. What's nigga know? Yeah, this crib.
Only for one reason. If I can see like what your situation is behind you, I'm like, yeah, man, your drawers on the floor, man. What you know about? You know what I'm saying? I don't listen to him. I know nothing about this thunderstorm. Shit about this thunderstorm.
You seen that clip where the nigga's daughter walks in and he like pushing her around? Yeah. Like I can't, like you broke the fourth wall. I can't.
Yeah, he's trying to pretend this shit's still professional.
I don't even know why he did that. Like, nothing's wrong with kids.
Yeah. Bro, it's like, real. Yeah, real life. I'm at my house.
Yeah.
Just be like, 1 second. Hey, thank you.
Oops, sorry.
I'm going to be in my office and just have it facing this way. No pants on, man. You know how I get.
I definitely didn't. I done did this podcast in briefs before.
Yeah.
Oh, real bad,
it's
man.
Like, you not seeing that part.
Yeah, you got to get something. Just, all right, laptop down.
Or put the thumb on there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just move just it
there. Tip my fucking laptop.
Take it with you.
Cup.
It is what it is, though, man. I'm happy that I got, like, you know.
But I got to say, man, the world, I guess, you know, the world is, I thought, you know, work from home will kind of be like a staple going forward. But they're trying to bring everybody back into the office.
They
said,
get your ass back.
And it's frustrating, man, because I feel like I think work from home is such a nice concept, you know? Like,
yeah.
To be able to bang that out and.
Excuse me?
Ah.
But you do got to, like, it is a different vibe when you just meet in person, especially if you're doing, I guess, a little bit of everything, just working together with other people, just
I get it,
bring some new ideas and
for
shit.
Sure, but, yeah. And on top of that,
you paying for the space.
That too. But now there's businesses that could probably get rid of the space, save a little money.
All together.
Yeah, but then you got certain things, like when shit's not going well, they start to blame it on the fact that motherfuckers is maybe working from home and not going as hard as they could.
Yeah, you're right, lazy, you know, and shit.
Yeah.
All right, everyone got to stand up and submit shit now, nigga.
Yeah,
all that sitting down.
Yeah. But I mean, I've heard of companies doing like certain days you're allowed to work from home, certain
hybrid,
days you can whenever come in. Like,
it's a good medium. I think it's something, you know.
Yeah, certain days out the week you pop up, but honestly, yeah, like I would like that if I had a space to go to every day. It would change a lot. So,
but you wouldn't go. You wouldn't want to go every. You go every day.
I'd go every day.
Our own space, though.
Our own space. Yeah. You go every day.
Talking about like work.
Our own space.
Yeah, we, like
I was talking about our own space, but yeah, we'll work.
I'm talking about
I'd still go every day.
Like a studio, like
for sure.
Yeah, you go every day.
Yeah,
pretty much. You have a couple working from home days.
Yeah, I feel like there's some days where I wouldn't go. You know, I feel like I forget where it was, but there's some place where it's like they're only open certain days. Because they're like, oh, we just don't want to be here every day.
Chick-fil-A
like,
and shit.
No, not like that. It's like it was like a little company. They were just like, oh, we go in like every other day or some shit like that. And it's just like, to like to meet and like make sure everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's cool. Like, I fuck with that.
Yeah. I mean, shit, man. Ultimately. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Sure, yeah. I like that.
I said exactly like that.
just to being able to have like some sort of balance in your books.
For sure, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I'm like, all right, yeah, I would like to get a full office shirt. Especially if you have a cool office. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
I love a cool office. Google's office is sick.
Oh, took cool, a tour. Man. Cool. It's like you got a snack bar just going up. Oh, man, I'm there.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Here to support.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait till we get that. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
You got to get tired of chasing niggas down on email and shit. Hey, where is it? Hey, send it.
There's someone right now shit. Where you tracking them.
I miss going to that girl's damn desk, nigga. Yeah.
Where is it?
Where my shit?
You fucking close her laptop?
Yeah. That's the thing. Like I wish I like, parts of me kind of wish I had certain lives that I could, like, live and exist in just to have, like, certain jokes. Right. Like, certain shit like that I do, I pull it to be a laptop.
Laptop.
What up, man?
What's that report?
Crush his fingers. Like, just beat work from working. Just work any workplace. I know it's going to be fun just obviously off of, like, who you are as an individual. Yeah. So I do like hearing people's like work stories, like, you know,
it's another world.
Yeah, I look forward world to being in that. I've never been in a workplace that I like like that I like.
Yeah,
enjoy,
yeah.
You know? So
gotta hear a good work story from the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine you just getting into it like a drama and shit.
Yeah.
Like a soap opera.
It's a story.
So what's the status of that shit, of that drama?
Yeah, you'd be asking days later.
Yeah.
I was expecting you to come back, but
I thought Gina was gonna be the one. I know that. I know she was racist.
Y'all be eating Christian food?
Like the crackers and wine and shit?
Chick-fil-A and shit.
That's Christian. They're legit Christian. Yeah. It's a Christian business.
That's Christian food?
Yeah, technically.
I've never heard.
Christian salad?
That was a good Christian Cobb salad. Yeah. It blessed me, man. I'll tell you that much.
Shout out to Jesus.
Sheesh. Amen.
Lie there, man. Man, yeah. I came with one of these ring camera moments of the week.
Now that's right at your door, cause you got locked out your house.
Oh my god, bro!
No, that's a charge. Actually, that's a big boy too.
That's when you get the phone.
Yeah, that's when you call someone. Yeah,
is she grabbing it? Okay. Oh, it's in the bucket.
What is she, a snake charmer?
Bro, I'm not doing this.
She handling that situation.
Oh my god! Oh my god! No way, miss. Lady.
You're too close.
Yeah. Hey.
She handled that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, salute. Damn. Salute.
But I mean, especially living where you're living at, like, if you're in certain areas where it's like, bro, snakes is a part of this, you kind of,
I guess,
You know what it is. I don't like snakes
every
at all,
I got
man,
this.
You
know? I'll just have a snake speed dial button. Yeah. Just one button. Yeah. Just tell AI, hey, nigga, snake.
Call snake, man. Call snake. Bro, I'm so on snake. Oh,
yeah, that's
man.
Crazy. Man.
Call him again. Tell him it's a snake.
I think it's the same one, too.
Yeah. I was thinking about getting, like just having a pager, man. Like, if there's only one thing you need my pager for, to say, like, it's kind of ill. Like, I guess you just send a text, but just a pager.
Something about a pager, man.
Oh, so many.
Yeah, I wish I was, active in that time period. You know?
Just to check a small screen.
Check a small screen, see a little number.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
They need me. Bet.
I get to the payphone.
It's just a message. Yeah, yo, notification.
Yeah, this person want to talk.
Amen, man. Shout out to Snakes.
Yes, sir.
Probably misunderstood and shit.
Hey, man, free nice. Jeffrey.
Free Jeffrey, man. You know
free
what
Jeffrey,
I was
going man. Come on. He getting brolic in the...
You getting jacked?
He getting brolic in there.
Big slime, man.
Big slime for real.
Hey, man. Man, speaking of big slime, man, let me play this real quick before we get up out of here for real, man. What did this happen to y'all?
What is this?
Oh! I don't know if this is a production malfunction, nigga, but she did not look like she expected.
Yeah.
Oh!
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's what happened to me at the lake in Chicago.
Damn. That is definitely in her
brain, bro.
Yeah.
It was a green brain to this day.
It has to fall out like uh-oh.
Yeah.
I think Jonas said, watch out. Jonas said, excuse me.
He knew.
He knew.
First day.
God, he knew, yeah.
That's how you get signed to the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Damn.
So you win.
I know what is going on here.
Shout out KP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, man, this has been a very swell episode.
As always.
Episode 134 of the Random Order Show. Hey, man, we locked in, man.
Where else would we be?
Give us a 5-star stunner rating, man. Please. Apple Podcast, Spotify. Drop a little review, man. Only the good stuff, man. Tuck that bad shit in your notes, man. www.randomorder.org. We got Red Hot merch. Amen. New products on the way. Locked in. It's probably all right now. Join the Discord, the Random Order Snapchat show. It's all there and more. Randomorder.org. Locked in, man. Give the people some, man. You over there, man.
Yeah.
You got wise thoughts.
What kind of wisdom vibe we going for?
Man, let's just say it's a kid out there, man. He from Norway, man. He just lost in life, man. Damn, man. Kind of want to be American. What we got going on over here, man. All right. He should be proud of his Norway roots, man.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
I say, man, it ain't about where you're going. It's about where it's at.
Okay.
Where is it?
It's all in here.
That's it, man.
It's all in here.
Okay.
It's all the way in here. You get me? Yeah.
All the way?
Norway.
Norway. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.